Hiç çözdü. The 29th of March. 8 a.m. Another greyish morning. Greyish morning with a promise of brighter light. Something very strange going over towards the laurel bush. Strange noises. Let's go and see. Can you hear that crackling? What's that? It's like a fire. There is no fire. It's like rain, but there is no rain. What on earth is it? Stop now. That was weird. Yeah. Very strange. Anyway, so back in Greymorne again. It's been cold during the night, not frost, cold again. Yesterday the weather did its usual trick of being pretty poor during the day and then clear skies, or almost purely clear skies by night time. Sun came out. Hey ho. Had the usual sleep. If there's such a thing as usual sleep. Good first half of the night, and then the second half tends to just fall apart. But hey, gotta live with that. Gotta live with that. So I'm feeling not too bad this morning, actually. Feeling tired, definitely. Tired. That's nothing new in the mornings. I'd love to just get a treat of getting up in the mornings as a young laddie. I remember bouncing out of bed in the mornings. Couldn't wait to get on with the day. Oh, excitement, energy, vitality, enthusiasm. Oh my. Someone could grant a wish, health-wise, or attitude-wise, if you like. Can have a week. What would you have? That's what I'd have. I'd have a week as being a 12-year-old laddie. You'd have to nail me down. It's good to have memories of those days. God, I could reminisce about my youth. I had a great youth. I did. Hard times. sell them money in the pocket, sell them treats like chocolate or cake. But I had a bloody good life as a youngster. I remember it well. God, I could, yeah. Not unique, of course, I'm not saying I'm unique. It's just, when you think back to that boundless energy and, oh, man. I'm feeling good this morning, I'm feeling good. Listening to birdsong. Staring up to the skies in anticipation of the sun showing its face. It's calm. It's a calm day. Calm morning. Definitely a spring-like morning. I have a sense of satisfaction this morning as well. I papered the big hall cupboard. Now, was that correct grammar? Because, was it the big hall? The cupboard in the big hall? Or was it the big cupboard in the hall? Yes, it was the big cupboard in the hall. I papered it to match the hall that had been repapered earlier. No, it wasn't earlier this year, it was towards the end of last year by a professional paper. Yes, decorator, person. So I spent about 4 hours yesterday, maybe more, papering the big cupboard in the main hall. Actually, we only have one hall in the vestibule. There you go. Isn't the vestibule a wonderful word? And I'd never papered before. Never tried it, never attempted it, never wanted to. But I thought, I'm going to give this a go. And I did. My wife is quite impressed. And this morning, there's no paper peeled off the wall and lying on the floor. It wasn't a bad job, actually, for an amateur, a first-timer. Pride is a thing, isn't it? But I'm quite proud of myself that I managed to do a pretty decent job of it. Such a good job that my wife has asked if I'll do the small cupboard in the hall, which is about probably less than a third of the paper, so that's okay, that's fine, I'll do that. But that's it. That's my limitation of papering. But what I'm trying to say is that just by applying a bit of effort, you can do things. It might not be the best job, but if you can stand back from it and say, hey, not a bad effort at all, then definitely worth trying.